Class teaching. Your own mind is God, the only God you will ever know or have. You will never need to go farther away to find God than your own mind. The intelligence of your own mind is the only man you will ever be. God and man, mind and intelligence, go on together in unity as one being forever. One verity, God, the one infinite manifestation. Deity, I am that I am. I am, being, being mind, intelligence. Being, cause, effect, God, good. Section 1. Christian Science is a science. Science is unalterable truth. Thinking must be truth. One science, God. God, impersonal, unalterable, changeless truth. God, truth, all true thoughts. Everything good, useful, or natural is a thought formed by God in our own mind, always within. Thoughts and things are one and the same thing. The fault is in the way we see and know things. A problem, wrong thoughts about a right thing. A personal mind, when correctly understood, is found to be divine mind. God is our own mind. God and man are one being. One's own mind is God, the only God you will ever know or have. Human thinking, when right and good, is divine thinking. When good and useful and natural and true, appearing through the mists of mortal mind. The better our thinking, the more God appears. Thinking true thoughts is living. Mortal mind is ignorance. Cease to believe our mind is a lesser mind than God. Demonstration is mind present. In order to demonstrate any good thing, we don't create through treatment or prayer. Mind is finished. I am not a creator. Treatment or prayer helps you to see them as they are. Man is always the good that God is. Through right thinking and right living, I think and act as if I were what I am, even the same good that God is. Good is not outside our own mind. Any degree of understanding is potentially all, as the acorn is all of an oak. Section 2. A. Necessity of spiritualization of thought. B. Individualization of divine science. Ignorance referred to as a veil or cloud in the Bible. To thin the cloud or mist through spiritualization, true thought or understanding appears by degrees. Each degree swallows up ignorance. To individualize truth, each individual becomes actively and consciously that truth. There are exact rules in our textbook to show us how to individualize truth. Rules on each page. It is necessary to work by rule. Rule is a determined method of thought prescribed that will direct one's thinking in accord with a science. Every value or fact we will ever know is in mind. Spiritual facts are tangible and invariable. Section 3, Rules. Science and Health, page 149, line 11, page 123, line 12. Three steps. This rule is basic. Matter is a wrong thought. Matter is a mental state. Matter is a misstatement about some thought form about a right thing. When I see matter, I see a right thing in the wrong way. Matter is an illusion in my mind. When I exclude matter, I exclude from my thinking my mistaken sense about body and things. Water on the highway, not there. We do not get rid of our bodies or heal them or save them. We learn to see and know things as they are in truth. Resolve things into thoughts, one kind of thought. Replace the objects of sense with spiritual ideas. Page 208, line 12, page 123, lines 12 through 15. A problem is mental, in our own mind, a mental conflict between truth and error. Knowing the truth includes living the truth. We are not required to correct and save the world. Our world is in us. All men are saved as God is saved, not material, but spiritual. The yoke is easy and the burden light. The seed is in itself. The power to be and to do is in mind, subjective. Class instruction: to teach one how to apply the truth and how to present this truth to others. Manual, page 86. The teachers of primary class. Recapitulation only. 2. What mind is conscious of as himself, man is that. Man is mind's idea or awareness of himself. Man is the mental, spiritual isness of mind. Body. The word body means being. What mind is consciously being, that is body. Body is always the expression of the mind. Therefore, man or intelligence, the body of mind. Mind and body are one and inseparable. So-called mortal mind and body is but an erroneous concept of mind and body and is a myth. Whatever is possible to God is possible to man. Our vision is an exact science. Our vision is the absolute truth. Where there is no vision, they perish. Faith necessary, conviction in an absolute truth. Whatever is humanly possible is temporary eternal means, while spiritualizing our thought. Every problem has a solution, and we are ready to rise to the solution or we wouldn't have the problem. Purpose of the lesson: oneness. To establish a correct scientific sense of God, oneness, man, as one being. Man's relation to God is oneness or unity. Man looks out from mind, God, not up to God. It is false theology to think God, spirit, and man, universe, matter. Nothing is true of man that is not true of God, sun and all its rays. All men are individual and spiritual. It is more important to know that I am not a personality, but an individuality, than to know there is no disease or lack. Man does not have all mind as God has, but is all God as mind is. We are both noumenon and phenomenon, God and man, one being. Man is never God. Wherever man is, there is noumenon and phenomenon. All thought constitutes God or mind and is unfolded out in expression. Science and Health, page 502, line 29. This I am is conscious identity. Light emitting itself as light. Strength admitting itself as strength. Cause and effect. Effect depends on cause. There is no place where God ends and man begins. God, mind, is known by his manifestation, intelligence, or man. There is nothing but God. We will ever know God only as we know each other. Recapitulation, summary or concise statement. This chapter, Absolute Truth, set out. Great importance in understanding the synonyms, characteristics, or qualities. Every good thing, viewed correctly, is some concrete evidence of God. God as whole, or unity of good, as being self-conscious. God being what he is to himself. God disclosed to himself as all that he is, and that is manifestation or man. What a stupendous idea, man, he is to himself. To demonstrate Christian Science, we must have a spiritual sense of God. Seven Spirits of God, Revelation 4. Open seven seals of error, Revelation 5. Spirit doesn't have same office as mind. Each synonym has a marked difference of meaning. God, mind, convey true character to man, to human mind. Body, being or effect. Man is body or mind. Man does not have a body. Always mental, spiritual intelligence. Man is incorporeal as mind. We don't have the idea all power. We are the all power. Capacity, ability, and efficiency. Nothing is outside or external to consciousness. All this infinitude is making up consciousness. Nothing can stop or hinder what God is. God or mind not possessed by man. God self-sufficient. God self-sustained, God self-supported, God self-understood. All creation never material, always wholly mental and spiritual. Mind expressed as man is all there is to the universe. Each idea is an infinite idea. Creation always appears first as matter, things, finite sense, and bounded. Reality appears thus because of the mist. All so-called material things are mental, held in one's own mind. Then spiritual ideas. But all the time the one good reality. Every existing good and useful thing in the universe is a spiritual fact. We see them differently as we spiritualize our thought, not healing or restoring, but see them as they are in their true depict. Matter is a mistaken sense about some spiritual fact or value that is in this very place. When I see matter, I am seeing a spiritual fact in reversion. Anything I have or know humanly, I have because it exists at hand divinely right here. Keep your vision. We never destroy any material thing. Never destruction, always harmless, always true perception. Serpent to be proved harmless, not destroyed. Quote, take your young child down into Egypt and keep it there until it grows up. unquote, Mrs. Eddy said. This new understanding of what God is, protect it. Don't discuss it promiscuously.